The women's AFL started in a massive way on the weekend, and we're looking forward to seeing how it progresses through the season. We've got the GWS Giants women's coach, Tim Schmidt. He joins us now. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Slats. How are you?
Very good, mate. It's all very exciting, isn't it? And the turnout was incredible last weekend.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic to see the number of not only obviously fans, you know, that went to the games, but then also, you know, the viewers across the country as well. And it was, you know, I think it exceeded a lot of people's expectations as well. So it was great to see.
Hey, Tim, an average of about 600,000, you mentioned those TV viewers, a peak at one stage of 1 million. Did anybody, you're very close to the coalface here, did you ever expect that would be the case?
To be honest, probably not those numbers, but, you know, it was going to be quite popular. There was a lot of, obviously, media build-up leading up into the competition. And I think, you know, obviously there's a lot of footy fans out there that, with the male competition not starting yet, just want their footy fix. So they really want to either watch and see how it goes. And look, it was fantastic.
Mm. Okay, specifically, mate, tell us how it is, what it's like working with the women, their skill set, and modifications to the game they play.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Obviously, being involved with the male space at sort of that professional environment, it is a little bit different, and different in the way that a lot of the players actually haven't been involved in an elite program before. So there is actually a lot of learning on why we sort of do things, and you know, a lot of their skill set isn't quite as high as what the males are yet, and that's just because the males have been playing obviously for a lot longer, and the girls, a lot of particularly our players, have started a lot later in their lives as well. So there's no doubt that, you know, over time that they're going to get there. But it's been absolutely a great pleasure working with the girls. They really listen, and they're like a sponge. They want to absorb everything, and they really want to get to that real elite level.
Put the harsh hat on here, or I will. One goal in a game is not enough.
It's not. It's definitely not, and it's not going to win you a game of footy. But you have a look at, we obviously kicked 1-6 on the weekend, and if you had a look where we had the shot, they were exactly where we wanted them. They were right in front, but we just didn't make the most of our opportunities, and that can really hurt you in a game of footy.
Mm. What are the time of the quarters? It's a reduced time than the men, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So obviously, due to playing in in such conditions as the heat and everything, it's actually 15-minute quarters, and then it's time on, but it's only time on after goals, and then if there's any, you know, major delays in the actual quarter, whether it's through injury. So the games actually do go pretty quick, and the time just keeps going. So if you are ahead, you know, there's ways to exploit it by just sort of, you know, almost counting down the clock, and you can really chew the clock up.
Carlton will still be riding high, mate, on what they got to play in front of on their opening week against Collingwood, and you'll be rank outsiders against them this weekend.
Yeah. Carlton have actually, their trial match as well, in their last quarter, they sort of really, you know, blew it out of the water, and then I thought their game on Friday night was exceptional. So, they're a really quality side, and you know, they are going to be very tough competition, but I have you know full confidence in my girls that we're going to bounce back and put up a really good performance.
Okay, and geez, tough start. You're on the road again, huh?
Yeah, we actually have a pretty tough fixture. We actually travel. We've got three home games, but one of those home games is down in Canberra. Obviously, you know, a big alliance down there,
yep.
And then four away games. So essentially, it's five travel games out of the seven.
Right.
So. And then that's why we had our trial match up in Brisbane as well, just to get used to the travelling.
Mm.
But, yeah, it does obviously make it a little bit tougher, that's for sure.
Mm. GWS, mate, with the netball and the guy side, it's a big club, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been fantastic out there. And obviously, it's come quite quickly together. Obviously, netball just starting up in its very first year as well. But the boys and you know, the rest of the footy department has been absolutely super and been really supportive, and I think it's just going to go from strength to strength in the coming years as well.
Good on you, Tim. Thanks for your time, mate. It is very exciting, and they'll improve rapidly as well. So we wish you well for the season.
Thanks very much for that, guys.
Tim Schmidt there. He is the coach of the women's GWS team. GWS, $7 at tab.com.au. Carlton, $1.10.
Yeah, short, aren't they? And again, if you haven't heard, I've mentioned it a couple. Peter Moody, trainer of Black Caviar, his daughter playing for Carlton, had a big game against Collingwood, which pleased Big Pete no end as he sat up there in the grandstands.